Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning. It is so good to be with you today. I am really excited about the word that God has put in my spirit. It's one of these words that God begins to challenge you over the week. He begins to, in your spirit, really begin to do something deep. It's something I've shared before, but I really believe that this is a now word for someone that is going to bring you be a source of encouragement. We are, of course, in the Overcomers series. We are well able. I am so enjoying this. I get to be part of the series, but God is challenging my heart. Pastor Dan last week preached an outstanding message about Hannah, and you really need to check that out. And it just helps all of us to realize whatever we're dealing with in life, whatever we're facing, whatever we're going through, we are well able. Come on, church. We need to realize if God be for us, who can be against us? We're more than conquerors. Hey, all things do work together for good to those that love the Lord, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Even when we can't see it, understand it, feel it, even when we sense that we're going through a difficult time, listen, God is for you. He has great plans for us. And that's the encouragement that I want to speak into today. Well, I think we all experience pain at some point in our life. If you're not experiencing it now, I have good news for you. You will. The truth of the matter is that we need that sensation of pain. It lets us know that we need to take extra care of our bodies. It's a very important signal. But I want to talk today about internal pain that perhaps is caused by external circumstances. I'm talking about the pain that many of us have carried for a long period of time, the type of pain that paralyzes you, that confines you, that defines you, the type of pain that restricts you and holds you back. And we don't even realize it. Some of us have become so familiar with pain that we think that it's normal. But I'm here to bring good news because I believe that Christ sets us free. So today, I really want to preach a message of hope. It's not so much information, but I really want to inspire you. I want faith to rise. Even as I'm talking right now, I sense faith rising up in my spirit. I want faith to rise in your home, in your living room, right into your world that may seem so dark right now. I'm talking about that thing that you've carried for so long, that thing that perhaps you don't even articulate. No one knows about it. It can come from many, many different sources. But listen, that is not your identity. I'm not here to give 3 points today to this or 5 points to that, because I really believe that there is a power in God. There still is wonder-working power. And I believe that through the power of the Holy Spirit, that I tell you, we can be changed, that we can be equipped, that, listen, we can't break through in our own strength. We'll never be overcomers in our own strength. But thanks be to God, the Holy Spirit has come to dwell within us and upon us and work through us. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us. It makes us alive. And I tell you, there are many of us, we're like dead men walking. We don't realize how much that perhaps we've pushed that pain down. We've learned to navigate around the pain. We've become used to the pain. But I believe that God is able. He whom the Son sets free, let me say that again, is free indeed. My story is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 5, and we read this incredible story. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, "If only I may touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately, oh, I like that. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus,
immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Wait a minute, Jesus, there's a crowd surrounding you and you can narrow it down to one. But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." I grew up as a young boy in church. I grew up in a culture of excitement and anticipation. The Jesus I know specializes in things that others think impossible. Oh, Mom and Dad used to always tell us, "Hey, keep short accounts with God, because you never know that moment that God really wants to touch you in a profound way." And I remember going to church and sitting on the edge of my seat, expecting something to happen in the service. I never wanted to come out the same way I went in. And even as a young lad, that faith and expectation was stirred within me, and I still feel the same today. Coming into a church service, coming into the presence of God, meeting with God's people, and believing that people can still be saved, that chains can be broken, that addictions can be dealt with, that people can be set free of that which is holding them, that minds can be transformed and renewed. Hallelujah. I still believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that one of the things that COVID has tried to do, I think one of the things that culture tries to do is keep us down. Oh, just be happy to be back in church. Well, I am pleased to be back in church. By the way, we'd love to see you. But it's more than just being back in the church building. We have to bring an air of expectation that God is going to move in this place. Yes, his presence is here, but God is going to move. One of the things that my dad would always do for me, I was adopted when I was 11 months old, and Dad would always reinforce identity. He would call me his golden boy. Neil Cameron, he would say, he would always give me my full title. He would continually reinforce my identity, whom I was, whom I belonged to, because he knew that there were circumstances I would face in life that would try to derail me, would try to devalue me, would try to get me to look at circumstance and feel worse than I am or less than I am. So continually, Dad would reinforce identity, value, and worth. And I think one of the things the enemy wants to do is he wants to come against our identity in Christ Jesus. He wants to devalue us. He wants us to feel less than. You're carrying pain. You're anguish. You can't see a way out. Circumstances are getting on top of you. You're less than. No, my friend. We serve a big God who is able, the Bible says, he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we could ask or even think. That's why in Luke chapter 15, when Jesus challenged those religious leaders and told these three incredible stories about the shepherd, a man that had 100 sheep, or the woman that had 10 coins, or the man that had 2 sons. And if the shepherd was to lose one of his sheep, or the woman to lose a coin, or the man, the prodigal son, the son that left home, Jesus continually reinforced how they would look diligently and they would search. Why? Because value and worth was found in the one. And you may be that one today, my friend. You may be the one that's feeling condemned. You may be the one that feels that your life is less. You may be the one that feels that you're not as good as anyone else. You may be the one that's challenged by circumstance. But I believe that we can overcome our pain. Here's the context of the story. I better get to it. Jesus has just come to the country of the Gadarenes. There meets him there a man, the Bible says, that has been tormented night and day. He's demon-possessed. He messes himself up with stones, the Bible says. They try to bind him with chains, but he's able to break those chains. What is amazing is he can break the chains that are around him, but he can't do anything about the chains that are within him. Jesus comes to him and Jesus calls out that demon legion. And the Bible says that this man is found in his right mind. Jesus broke that internal chain that tried to bind him. He then goes on the boat to the other side. And when Jesus reaches the other side, a man comes to him. His name is Jairus. The Bible says that he's a ruler of the synagogue. He has position. And he falls at the feet of Jesus. He says, Jesus, my daughter, she's 12 years old. She's severely ill. Would you come and pray for her? Would you come and heal her? And Jesus says, yes, I'll come. Now get this. As Jesus is making way to the house of Jairus, the Bible then interjects with another story. The Bible says there's a woman that's had a flow of blood for 12 years. She's tried everything. She's gone to many doctors. She's spent all that she has. But the Bible says that she didn't get any better. In fact, she grew worse. But she came and fell at the feet of Jesus. She says, if I can just touch his garment, I shall be made well. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment, because there's something in this woman that inspires me, because it would almost seem like she interrupted Jesus. Jesus is on his way to the house of Jairus. Jesus is on the way to perform a miracle for the daughter of Jairus. But this woman, it seems, interrupts what Jesus is about to do. Now, I think you'd agree with me. Jesus knew exactly what was happening at this moment. He knows all things. And he could have picked that woman out from the crowd right there and prayed for her. But he was waiting, I believe, for that woman to push beyond her circumstance, to go beyond where she was, to overcome her pain, to be so desperate for the touch of God that it would take her to somewhere that normally she would not go. It seems that she interrupts Jesus. And I love this because she positions herself for a miracle. The Bible says immediately she received that when she touched his garment. I love the immediately's, the straightforward ways, the suddenly's in the Bible. But I've discovered this, that often suddenly moments come on the back of very ordinary moments. The Bible says about Zacchaeus, the tax collector, as Jesus is going through Jericho, he climbs a tree because he wants to see Jesus. He wants his world to change. As Jesus is on his way through, the Bible says he stood still. Bartimaeus, the blind beggar, cries out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. The Bible says again that when Jesus heard that cry of desperation, he stood still. The rich young ruler came to Jesus, what, as Jesus was going along the road. Yes, my friend, and Jesus is here in this moment. Are you desperate enough to interrupt the schedule, whatever you're doing? Listen, it may be a Sunday, but I believe that Jesus can meet you on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It doesn't have to be in a church service. Excuse me for getting excited right now. But I believe that there's someone listening to my voice and you've been dealing with pain so long that you've just become used to it and says, this is just the way it is. But you can interrupt the schedule and touch Jesus and meet Jesus and encounter Jesus. I believe Jesus is waiting for you. Not only did she interrupt the schedule, but she was known through the issue of life. Notice that we're just told a certain woman. We're not even given her name. And she has this sensitive issue, a flow of blood. Listen, I know that for many of us, our pain is very private. There are things that have happened in our world that we can't even discuss, that we can't even tell other people about. I'm talking about issues in your world, issues in your life. Now, I'm not talking about the woman with the issue of blood. I'm talking to my heart, and I'm talking to your heart right now. That pain that you need to overcome. The truth of the matter is, we all have issues. My friend, that doesn't mean sin. That doesn't mean that we're doing wrong. But things happen in life. Things perhaps that you can't get over, but you're just trying to get through, things that you're struggling with. But Christ came to set us free. You see, salvation is not only about the forgiveness of sins, but wholeness to our life. And often there's an outworking of internal challenges. There's what I call the fruit, but we've got to deal with the root. You see, I don't know what caused this issue for this woman. And maybe for you, you try to think, why do I feel this way? Why do I have this pain? I can't understand. Why do I fear? Why do I mistrust? Why am I cynical? Why am I always so negative? Why do I doubt? Why do I have low self-esteem? Why am I unteachable? Why do I feel hurt or let down? Maybe you can't identify why, or perhaps, my friend, you know exactly the time. You know exactly the place. You know exactly what was said. And all it takes is the sound of someone's voice, a particular smell, a situation, and within you begins to surface all these feelings of this internal pain that you're carrying. And often what the enemy wants to do is limit us and hold us back because of our yesterdays. I've discovered this, that unresolved issues will always cause us to feel worn down, lose energy. Because notice about this woman, the Bible says she suffered many things. Constant blood loss would make her very weak indeed. And you may be picture perfect on the outside, but broken on the inside. Hey, we've got so used to these, haven't we? Masks. Do you know what, my friend? At times we all wear masks. It doesn't have to be a literal mask, but we put up this front of everything's fine and I'm good and yes, don't worry about me. But deep down, something is restricting us. You can overcome that pain, my friend. I love the prayer of Jabez. I'm going to speak on him soon. And listen to what he said in 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So listen to this. So God granted him what he requested. Jabez, the actual name means pain. His mother called him pain because of the pain she experienced in childbearing. Could you imagine that being your identity all your life? But this simple prayer that he made, he says, "God, wait a minute. Something's got to change. I can't live my life like this. I'm worn down. I'm weary. I'm exhausted. I'm fed up of the masks. I'm fed up of playing the game. Lord, I want you to bless me. Not only bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory." And listen to what he says. "Lord, I don't want to cause pain." I've discovered this. Hurt people hurt people. But I believe that God is challenging you just as he's challenged me this week. You see, so often we can miss out on incredible opportunities because of internal pain. You see, for this woman, not only did she interrupt the situation, not only did she interrupt Jesus, not only was she known by her issues, but actually when you look at the illness that she had or the challenge that she had, you'll discover that according to law, she was quite isolated. Because of her condition, according to ceremonial law in the book of Leviticus, she had to be on the fringes of society. She was considered defiled, unclean. If she slept in a bed, you had to burn it. If she sat in a chair, you had to break it. She was excluded from public worship, isolated and lonely, weak and weary. Where do you go when that's happening in your world? You see, our issues can isolate us. And it causes us to avoid things. We avoid circumstances that's going to increase the pain level. Perhaps we avoid people that increase the pain level. We avoid situations and we can miss out so much on life. She tried everything, the Bible says. Many physicians.
Could you imagine all those remedies that they gave her? Try this and try that. She was desperate. She was prepared to try anything to resolve the issue. I remember a number of years ago, I had the opportunity. I was actually in Portugal. And I was invited to go and look at the Sanctuary of Fatima. It's the fourth biggest Catholic pilgrimage site. I'd never seen anything like that. It was incredible as I looked and I observed. And here were men and women on their knees. It seemed like walking on concrete along a track. And one was so weak they could hardly move. And I went up and just asked them a simple question. Why are you here? And they says, I am so ill. The doctors have said I have no hope. So I have come here believing that I will get my miracle. Oh, I wanted to pray for them right now. I wanted to say to them, my friend, walking on your knees in this lovely, beautiful place is not going to bring a miracle. But I know someone who can. His name is Jesus. But my heart was touched at the desperation of the people that were there. My friend, my challenge today is, are you desperate enough to come to Jesus? What do you do when your world's falling apart? What do you do when you can't find the answer anywhere? What do you do when you're isolated and considered unclean and you have to avoid situations? I tell you what you do, my friend. You put your hand in the hand of the one who can make a difference. His name is Jesus. I'm talking about the waymaker, the miracle worker, the light in the darkness. I'm talking about the one who saved you, redeemed you, who made you whole, who not only came to give you salvation, but came to give you abundant life here on earth. Yes, my friend, you may be experiencing pain right now, but my God is able. Would you put your trust in him? Would you reach out and touch Jesus? This woman pushed through the crowd and she touched the hem of his garment and something incredible happened. Immediately, she was made well. You know, there's a lovely proverb in Ezekiel 18, verse 1 to 3, where we read this. What do you mean when you use this proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying the fathers have eaten sour grapes and their children's teeth are set on edge? As I live, says the Lord God, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel. Wow, I love that. This is what it's saying. You use this proverb saying this is the way it's always been. But thus declares the Lord, no more. Something is broken. Something generational happens. And I believe, my friend, that you can break that cycle of pain, that thing that's holding you, that thing that's holding your family, that thing that tries to bind you and restrict you. My friend, Jesus is more than able. Please forgive me for being so passionate today. But I believe that the desperate and the hurting, those right now that are listening to my voice that think there is no hope, I bring you hope in Jesus. You're listening to my voice. You've never asked Christ to come into your heart. You know the truth of the matter is that you've never committed your whole life to him. My friend, would you make Jesus Lord and Master of your life? Would you pray with me right now? Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but you are my Savior. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord. I serve you from this day in Jesus' name. Amen. But I also want to pray for you, my friend. Yeah, you, the one listening to my voice that all through this talk today, your spirit has been stirred because you realize you're carrying pain. It's maybe what someone else has tried to put on you, what someone else has caused you to go through. But I believe that that cycle can be broken. And as the Bible says, that Jesus says to this woman, daughter, be made well. She goes from being a certain woman to a daughter. There's identity right there. My friend, may God touch you right now. May it go beyond my words, deep into your heart and into your spirit. May you be aware that God wants to set you free. And whether it's been a long-term issue or something that recently happened, the realization that yes, we are overcomers. Yes, we are more than able. The mask can come off because God is bringing healing to that situation in my life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, I trust you've been encouraged. I trust you've been inspired. I trust you have an expectation and you are believing that God is creating that new creation, which is you in Christ Jesus.